Okay, here we go. Everybody, it's me, Gregory Manarino. Still Monday, August 18th, 2025, post-market wrap-up. We're going to talk about this market, but again, they did it. They snuck in over the weekend while everyone was distracted with the ghost of Epstein, freaking Russia, Zelensky, whatever the freak they want to do. The Federal Reserve, you know this already if you subscribe to the Freedom Platform, has just literally taken over the entire system, period. We're going to cover just some of that. But for those of you that, again, do subscribe to the Freedom Platform, it's in your inbox right now. This is what I'm talking about. I put this out this morning as a hyper alert. Read this. You will not freaking believe what just happened. It's unbelievable what they do. Look here, everyone. Look there. Don't you dream of looking over here. The consolidation of power that is going on with regard to the Federal Reserve is unfreaking believable. And like I said, we're going to cover just a little bit of that in a moment. It's just too important. Everyone needs to know about it. But for those of you who do subscribe to the Freedom Platform, you got the whole full breakdown in your inbox. Please read through that. Go over it with your family. This is critical information. Now, with regard to the freaking stock market today, nothing. Pretty much flat across the board. A fractional loss for the Dow, a fractional loss for the S&P. The Nasdaq finished fractionally in the green here. The story here is the 10-year yield moving higher. The Fed's got to get in here, and I believe they will. Buy more debt, have the Treasury rebuy back the debt that they issue. Again, the Federal Reserve is basically bankrolling it, can't make it up. And the people have no idea it's even going on. It's unbelievable, really. Bitcoin, crypto's under pressure today. And you got gold and silver relatively flat, nothing going on. Dollar a little bit higher, but again, the dollar's dead. It's a dead asset. It's not even just dying, it's a dead asset. And that's just the way it is. Now, let's just cover this a little bit. Again, this is exclusive to you guys who do subscribe to the Freedom Platform. But this, I have to touch on a few things here because it's so freaking important. If you do feel like subscribing to the Freedom Platform, link in the description of this video. So people, hyperloop, the Fed just vastly expanded its power. It's the end of the free market. It's literally over here. So the Federal Reserve is initiating a new program. I already initiated it while everyone was distracted. It's rolling all so-called emerging risks, which include crypto custody, tokenization, AI finance, and fintech experiments. Fintech experiments are trial runs of new financial technologies. The Federal Reserve is now overseeing everything, including new payment systems, digital currencies, privatized, as we all know, hybrid token systems, which are going to be utilized by like banks. Even companies like Uber are now going to be able to use their own tokens just for transactions. You can't make this stuff up. This was the new law that President Trump signed into existence, completely unconstitutional, privatizing the financial system, circumventing his executive order. I got to give the man credit here. How he duped his people into believing that we were not going to get a central bank digital currency. You know we would. All of us here knew it. We knew we'd find a way. Well, what we got here is orders of magnitude worse. A privatized system, tokenized, stablecoin tokens managed by the Fed. Unbelievable here. AI risk and other tools here. The Federal Reserve is going to be using all kinds of metrics here to see if you are even worthy of, getting paid anymore here. Automate compliance, embedding finance, non-banks like Apple, PayPal, even Uber, like I just said. It's incredible. Absolutely freaking incredible. People, you've got to read through this. Honestly, it is something that you will not freaking believe moving forward. Again, in your inbox, if you subscribe to the Freedom Platform, it's just unbelievable. Why is this here? I have no idea. Let's move forward here, guys. With regard, that's the biggest story that no one's hearing about. You're not going to hear that about that on CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, nothing. But basically, it means this: you and I, we lose. You can't. We do not even have. There's no resemblance anymore. Not that there was, but now, the central bank here, the Federal Reserve, has taken over full, absolute control of every single imaginable and things in the future, assets, financial things, and moving towards full tokenization. Again, the full breakdown is in that. I broke it all down for you. Very easy to understand. So share that with your family and yourselves. It's too important. Now, the real estate market has collapsed. U.S. real estate market, new home sales demand has collapsed. U.S. home builders boost sales incentives to a five-year high as they struggle to sell newly built homes. Let me just read this to you. This is MarketWatch. Then I'm going to tell you what I had to say. So MarketWatch, home builders boost sales incentives to a five-year high. Believe me, they wouldn't be doing this if people were running out trying to buy homes here because they can't afford it. We're being decimated by the weak dollar. But and our factories are dying. Again, want to fix it? Return purchasing power to the currency. Do the polar opposite of what freaking the freak Vance and the bigger freak Trump is saying. We lose. You listen to these two things, they're not even freaking human. We lose. Anyway, home builders boost sales incentives to a five-year high as they struggle to sell newly built homes. Two-thirds of builders are, this is them, this is again MarketWatch, not me. Two-thirds of builders are offering sales incentives to lure home buyers. Builder sentiment in the market, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you here. Sentiment in the markets fell in August again from the prior month. Sentiment was glum as builders faced weak demand as well as challenges associated with developing land and building homes. This is where this gets insane. This is, again, Market Watch, not me. The National Association of Home Builders monthly confidence fell in August to 32. 50 is neutral. Above 50 means, hey, you know, we're doing pretty good. Below 50, and we are at 32, means it's dying, along with everything else. Now, according to their data, okay, so you know what I wrote here is, which means the reality is much worse. Two-thirds of builders are offering rate buy-downs, upgrades, and discounts and incentives at this level of demand proves to us that demand has collapsed. Again, I couldn't get over this. Builder sentiment at 32. 32, 32, 32. Yes, 32. This is allowing you to know. It's probably 22. Maybe it's 12. Again, 50 is neutral. Above 50 means we're doing good. Anything below 50 means we're in contraction, along with U.S. manufacturing, which is dying. Consumers can't consume because the dollar is getting decimated. If consumers don't consume, factories don't produce. Our factories are dying. Our manufacturing is dying. Our industrial engine is dying. You can't even have a nation if you don't have an industry. And that's what we got here in the Freak Show. But make sure you focus on Russia, Zelensky, and the freaking ghost of freaking the other thing over there, the pedophile that President Trump used to hang out with. Amazing how President Trump was best friends with a pedophile. Morally wrong in my view, but if you guys want to hang out with pedophiles, then go ahead here. This whole freaking thing is insane. You really still think you're going to find out who's on that list? You were lied to from the get-go, and you're going to be lied to again. And you go, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. You're going to suck your thumb off. MAGA people, I'm not calling you out, kind of, yes I am, but I'm really calling you in here. So at 32, builders are basically screaming, we are in a major contraction, not just a little bit, and we have a serious problem. Moreover, the fact that the index fell again in August shows things aren't just bad, they're worsening. Does that sound familiar? I've been telling you it's going to get worse and worse and worse. What this all means, housing is the real economy's mirror. Should make sense to you. When housing stumbles, the entire debt-based system shakes. This is not just seasonal weakness, people. It's structural. Another. What's the lion's takeaway? Key point. Weak housing equal weak consumer. Equal, it's just freaking over. It's just freaking over, man. Weak consumer equal weak economy. So again, weak housing equal weak consumer. Weak consumer means weak economy. We're dying over here. Now, expect that policymaking puppets, and you know exactly who they are, will lean even harder and scream louder for rate cuts and weaker dollar policy. Expect extreme debt expansion on a galactic scale to try and reinflate demand. But all that's going to do is weaken the system even further. This is also in your inbox if you subscribe to the Freedom Platform. You guys who are not subscribed, sorry to tell you guys, you're missing out, man. I don't know what to tell you. But you stay right here on YouTube. Now, this is also in your inbox right now if you subscribe to the Freedom Platform. A full breakdown of what's happening here with regard to the housing market. It's cracking. It's literally crashing with builder sentiment at 32. You can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. The bigger trap here, and I'm just going to share this one part of this, is housing is not just shelter. It's the largest consumer asset and the foundation of household wealth. The Federal Reserve is looking to tokenize everything, including everything. All right. The breakdown is right here for you. You guys want this? Subscribe to the Freedom Platform. Take me up on my 7-day free trial. Link in the description of this video, and you're going to have it all. Until then, you're going to remain in the dark. I'm sorry. I will sit here with you and go over what I think is really important in some of the headlines. But for those lines of you lines out here already part of the Freedom Platform, you are so far ahead of the curve, it's not even funny anymore. We've taken this to the next level and then some. And just, I don't even know what else to say here anymore, guys and girls. So listen, that's pretty much where we stand. It's just freaking over. What the Federal Reserve just did, again, while everyone was focused on the ghost of Epstein and Russia and Zelensky, it's a literal takeover of the system. It's a little literal takeover of the system across the board. The Federal Reserve has just basically quadrupled its power and influence. You wouldn't even know it, would you? No, because everyone's focused on Russia, Zelensky, and the ghost of Epstein, and the pedophiles, the president pedophile, and everybody else. Yeah, you keep focusing on that, and you're going to miss everything, because that's what they want you to do. Look here. Don't look over there. But you see me, I'm a watchman. I will sit here on the watch, stand the watch, 24/7, and you guys and girls are going to know what's going on. Those of you who subscribe to the Freedom Platform. The rest of you guys, you'll get the news. What's important for the most part, but you're missing out on a lot, guys. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to let you all go. I hope you do choose to join us over on the Freedom Platform. And just take me up on my 7-day free offer. Link in the description of this video. Just find out what you're missing. And if you don't like it, that's okay. We part as friends. Still love you guys. But there's no way you're not going to want to be a permanent member over. There's no way. Anyway, that's it. See you guys in the morning. No, I won't. I'll see some of you in the morning for my pre-market, which is exclusive to the Freedom Platform. And we have a lot to cover, as usual. The cracks in the system are getting wider and deeper. They're caverns now. People are falling through those cracks. It's just freaking over. And I just can't get it out of my head what the Fed just got away with while everyone was deceived and distracted. Look over there. Don't look at what the Fed's doing. Complete takeover of the system. We all knew that the goal of every central bank is to not only become the lender and buyer of last resort, but to extort as much control out of us as they possibly can. And you know what people are going to do? Some people are going to throw their hands up and surrender. That's not you. That certainly isn't me. I'll see some of you in the morning.